Joining us now in our studios from Northfield Area Fire and Rescue, the Vice Chair, did I get that right?
That's right.
Glenn Caster is joining us now. Let's start off with a meeting you had. It was, what, last Thursday?
Last week, last Thursday.
That's correct. Okay. And you do that once a month on Thursdays. Let's talk about some of the highlights. First of all, fill us in.
Well, several things. The building is moving along. That's the big event for everybody, both in the fire department and probably in the community. It looks like we'll be able to move back into the building early March, which is when it was originally scheduled.
Yeah, seeing the interior of that really start to take some shape.
Yes.
Now,
it's
got to be a real good feeling.
It is a real good feeling.
Especially for the firefighters.
Yes. And then probably the most noticeable thing for people driving by is the doors on the back into the truck bays.
Mm-hmm.
The new truck bays should be on in the next week or so.
How many trucks will that be able to hold when it's all said and done?
I think there's four bays in the back, and right now it'll handle four.
Will those be the larger trucks or the smaller ones? Or
those will be the ones that go out less frequently.
Okay. All right. So you'll have pretty quick access to the road on the for the ones that you use the most.
That's right.
Keeping those upstairs.
That's right.
All right. And that'll open up. I mean, that is just, we've talked about this before, a huge safety issue. I mean, they're so tight in there. When those trucks try to leave, everyone better know and get out of the way.
That's right. Yeah, I was only in there once when trucks were going out, but there is no extra space to put on your equipment or move across the bay.
Oh, that'll be luxurious.
That's right.
For the guys. Now, as far as the furnishings for it, have those all been ordered and just waiting for delivery?
There's very little new furnishings that we purchased. We're using the old desks and chairs and tables and so forth.
Okay.
There's a small kitchen downstairs, which was there before. We've ordered some new utilities, a stove, refrigerator for that.
All right.
And the only negative issue here is some uncertainty about some of the concrete that was poured in the front apron. They're testing that now.
All right.
To see if it meets specifications.
All right. Do you think anticipate any problems with that? Or
we'll find out in a week or so.
All right. Once again, Glenn Caster is with us. We're talking about the Northfield Area Fire and Rescue meeting the other day. One of the other big things is that pumper truck that you're going to be purchasing.
Right.
We've talked about that, and we've talked about the financing for it, and now it's that part of it's kind of getting into motion.
That's right. So the order was placed in October. And the agreement with Custom Fire in Osceola, Wisconsin, the builders of the truck, is that if we paid $400,000 up front, we would get a roughly $17,000 discount.
Mm-hmm.
And so the parties of the joint powers agreement decided to do that. So the check will go out to them this week. And the truck will end up costing us around... I think it's $605,000 with the discount.
All right. And the rest of the money will pay for a stove. That's right. Some new appliances and just save money as well. During that meeting, the city of Dundas had some resolutions. Dundas City Council had some resolutions clarifying the duties of the coordinator position that has been... We've talked about
right.
What were the concerns on that, and were there clarifications needed? Or,
well, what we decided to do, there were three resolutions that the Dundas City Council passed. Two of them essentially clarifying the role of the coordinator, and one of them asking for clarification on our disbursements, how we send checks out, and so what. We discussed it a little bit, but then we asked our attorney, Maren Swanson, to prepare a response to each one.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll discuss that in January.
Okay, so that what became of that at the meeting was instructions for the attorney.
That's right.
Okay, so that's going to be brought back.
That's right.
They also had concerns about a meeting that had been canceled. I don't want to say last minute, but there was some cancellation,
right.
What they saw as possible, not irregularities. I'm trying to think what the word would be. Meetings have to go by a certain protocol.
So we have something in the state called an open meeting law,
mm-hmm.
which says that public meetings need to be noticed 3 days in advance,
mm-hmm.
which we do. We're very careful about that. The board meeting in November is the meeting that was talked about here. So in November, we had nothing to do. So why meet?
Mm-hmm.
So the meeting was canceled the Monday after Veterans Day.
Okay.
Veterans Day was Sunday. Monday was an official holiday, and the meeting was canceled on that day.
Okay.
For the Thursday. So two issues. One is that Dundas raised. One was sending out a notice on a holiday, which is an official state holiday, and people aren't supposed to be working. State employees aren't supposed to be working. And the second was that a question of whether the meeting was canceled according to the rules of the open meeting law. So as it happens, the open meeting law says nothing about canceling meetings. It's just open.
Just okay. So it just is more concerned with scheduling of the meetings and public notice.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the issue about the person, our administrative assistant, sending out an email on that Monday, which is an official holiday, I
mm-hmm.
think. Typically, the fire department's looked at as an essential service, and administrative people do work.
Okay,
some depends on the jurisdiction, but
police and fire don't get that day off.
Some of the administrative people do, but
okay.
the policemen don't, the firemen don't. And
okay.
like for Rice County Sheriff, they have an administrative person working and
mm-hmm.
so forth. So, you know, we'll sort all this out and provide the information they're looking for.
All right. We were hoping to have Chief Frodick with us as well. He gave a report to the NAFRS board, his monthly report. Anything, since he's not here, anything you'd like to mention within that report?
No, I think it was, in most respects, a fairly
mm-hmm.
ordinary month. They did have a fire at the old Masons Hall,
mm-hmm.
which they were just extraordinarily lucky that it was called in, and they were returning from another fire and driving by when they got the call from the dispatch center.
Well, how often does that happen?
Not often enough. So that turned what would have been a fire that destroyed the building completely
mm-hmm.
into essentially a kitchen fire and some smoke damage through the building.
All right. Good work. Was it occupied at the time? Was there any?
No.
Okay. All right. Good work. Anything else you'd like to mention?
No. I think that covers the waterfront. Things are quiet and smooth and ordinary now with the fire and rescue service.
All right. Well, and soon you'll be in your new home, and it'll be, well, I guess you are in there now, but soon the construction crews will be out of your house.
That's right. There's plastic over everything inside, and it'll be wonderful to get back into there.
No doubt. Well, thank you so much for coming in today. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and we'll talk to you after the first of the year.
Thanks very much, Jeff.
Northfield Fire and Rescue Service, Northfield Area Fire and Rescue Service, Vice Chair Glenn Caster here on 95.1 FM, AM 1080, KYMN, Northfield.